दिवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये अष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भवति नैष्ठिके। हरे कृष्ण। ग्रंथराशि भागवत द्वितीय स्कंद तृतीय अध्याय श्लोक संख्या 17 थे आज के आलोचना करूंगा। अध्याय नाम हम प्योर डिवोशन सर्विस माने शुद्ध भक्ति में सेवा। अपना निश्चित इंग्लिश बुझेन अपनी इंग्लिश बुझेन सब इंग्लिश में ताली इंग्लिश ही पड़ी जाकेट है संस्कृत है ऐसे तो संस्कृत होगी तब इंग्लिश होगा। आयुर हरति वैपुंसा
आयुर हरति वैपुंसा
उद्यन नस्तन यदन नसो उत्तम श्लोक आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा
आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा
उद्यनस्तं चयन्नसो आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा
आयुर्हरति वैपुंसा
उद्यन्नस्तं चयन्नसौ तस्यार्थे यच्छृणोमीत उत्तम श्लोक वार्तया duration of life
harati
decreases
why
certainly
umsam
of the people
udyan
rising
astam
setting
cha
also
yan
moving.
asau
the sun.
Tasya
of one
who glorifies the Lord.
Rite.
Except.
Yat.
By whom?
Shanaha.
And.
Nitaha.
Utilized.
Uttama Shloka.
The all good personality of God.
Bhartaya.
In the topics of.
Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of God. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting,
the sun decreases
the duration of life
of everyone
except one
who utilizes the time
by discussing topics of
the all good personality of Godhead.
This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. So what should we do? Should accelerate your devotional service. It should be accelerated acceleration. Even the acceleration should be accelerated. So this verse clearly states importance of human life. What is the importance? What to do with this life? Realize our lost relationship. How? What is the method? By acceleration of devotion. We are practicing bhakti, we are practicing devotion. But then we should try to accelerate it. How do we accelerate it?
By rising our faith on Krishna and devotees and serving them also and praying.
Okay, this is one method.
Chanting the full name of
okay, this is another method.
We're discussing topics of the law.
We're discussing. Good. So here, when Prabhupada says acceleration of devotional service, he means tivrana bhakti yoga. The intensity should be even more. Acceleration means you should increase devotional service. As time passes by, generally we tend to get a bit lethargic. We become used to devotional service as if it's a daily affair. So somewhere or the other there can be tendency to enter into a comfort zone and relax a bit. Come on, take it easy. After all, it's 16 hours only. It's 4 regulative principles only. I'm following already. What's the big deal? So one can become very complacent, smug, happy with his progress. But one should never be happy with his progress. And that is the sign of devotion. One who is a devotee doesn't mean that he is morose. He is happy, very well situated. But then he should endeavor to increase his devotion service. He should become more intense, quality and quantity, both. Both of them matter. Prabhupada says, time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. So if the time just passes by with every sunrise and sunset, and if we do not do or achieve something substantial, which is going to help people around us, which is going to help our own selves, then basically what are we doing? It will be uselessly wasted if not for realizing identification of spiritual values. Means spirituality should not be a weekend affair. Oh, on Saturdays and Sundays I go to temple. Generally people take spirituality as something like a club. Yeah, I'm a member of that club. Yeah, I'm a member of ISKCON. I go every Sunday. They're nice people, good people. I go every Sunday. And that's the end of his commitment. But that is not pure devotional service. Prabhupada is saying, even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. If you waste one fraction of a second, you cannot replace it with any amount of gold. From here to Rajahat. No matter how much money you spend, won't be able to make up. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. What is our identity? Spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, Jiva Swarupa Krishna, Nitya Das, and so on. So this is our spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. Not that we just realize that we are servants of Krishna, but this is also the source of happiness. Why? Because Krishna is Satchidananda Ghan. He is the origin of all bliss in this world. He is bliss personified. So when we connect ourselves to Krishna, we also get blissful. We become blissful. And this bliss is the permanent source of happiness. Incessant. Incessant means?
Never ending.
Never ending. There is no end to it. In this world, every nice thing has a beginning and has an end. But Krishna consciousness, the taste derived from it, from practicing devotional service, is incessant, unending. Permanent source of happiness. So what do we want? Do we want temporary happiness? We may have wanted it earlier. At least after coming in touch with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, now we should no more look out for temporary source of happiness. The permanent source of happiness is Lord Krishna. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. Why are we seeking happiness?
Because
of the natural identity. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhaka Guna Shravana Adi Shuddhate Karaya Udaya. Krishna Prem is inherent even in our hearts. But right now it is in a dormant state. It is going to sleep. So how do you wake up a sleeping man? By shaking him up, if not possible to shake him up, by loudly calling him ill names. Then he will definitely wake up. But there is another way to wake up a sleeping man. Someone who is spiritually ignorant, spiritually is sleeping. Why? Chanting the holy names of Krishna. Very easy. So this Krishna consciousness is inherent in our hearts. It is not an artificial imposition on us. Many times people say, in this line of Krishna Bhakti, there is a lot of problem. As if Krishna Bhakti is kind of some business transaction. That there are a lot of so many problems here. No. Nitya Siddha means it is there. See how what a big comfort it can be to know that I am already a devotee of Krishna. We already are devotees. There is nothing to be learnt new. We just need to brush off the dust. Therefore Mahaprabhu says Cheto Darpana Marjana. Cleans the mirror of heart. So once we do this, then we return to our natural situation. What is the natural situation? Krishna Nitya Das. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Sadhya Kabhu Naya. You cannot achieve it by sadhana. Shramana Adi Shuddha Chitta Karayoda. When you hear it with a clear heart, Shuddha Chitta, when you hear it in that way, then it is awakened in the heart. Does it make sense? But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. Vainly. It's all in vain. It's going to go in vain. Why? Because there is no happiness. See, if we are practicing devotees, first of all, we should be convinced that there is no happiness in this world. How do we achieve success in preaching? We should be convinced that there is no happiness in this world. We should be convinced that Krishna consciousness is the only way. Until unless we are convinced ourselves, we cannot convince others. So the first thing is that we need to work upon is our own consciousness. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. So once we take to spiritual activities, then our happiness can be perceived. Perfectly perceived. Then we understand what is real happiness. Otherwise, what we think, what we take to be happiness is only sense gratification. We have fixed up a daily quota of sense gratification. If we get that, then we are happy. And more sense gratification on festivals. But Krishna consciousness is real sense gratification. Sarva padhi vinir muktam pratyam nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti rachyam. When you engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, this is known as bhakti bas. Do you think it is very difficult?
No.
The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, antura and personality are identical with him. Lord is all pervading, complete spiritual whole. Satchidananda Ghan. His name, form, quality, pastimes, all equivalent with him. There's no difference. There's no difference between Krishna and his name, Krishna and his qualities, Krishna and his form, Krishna and his pastimes, Krishna and his devotees, Krishna and his dham. There's no difference. In one sense, we can say we are sitting on Krishna. Not different from Krishna. But wherever you go, it is Krishna's word. So we are already standing on his head, and then we, on top of it, we want to do so many things. No one is separate from Krishna. Everyone is connected to Krishna. Prabhupada says, the Lord is the complete spiritual. Okay. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened through any one of these. Someone may come in contact with his name. Someone might come in contact with Krishna's form. Someone might be knowing a lot of Krishna Lila. Just by doing that, you become... Door to perfection is immediately opened. You become perfect. In Bhagavad Gita 2.400, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning in such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. Aren't we fearful in this world?
Everyone is fearful, insecure.
And the higher you go, the greater is the fear.
Especially in corporate world.
When we were studying the second third class, we had no fear. No anxiety, no tension. Everything was happy-go-lucky. And as we increased, as we progressed, it became more fearful and more tough. Why? Because this is the material world. So what do we need to do? In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has experienced his contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. So what is the hope? The only hope is devotional service. If you practice it and help propagate it, then after 10 years, we'll have someone to talk with. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Otherwise, after 10 years, you'll be all alone. With nobody to speak to you. Because you don't eat what others eat. You don't watch the same television or movies what others like. You don't read the same literature. So basically, where are you? Nowhere. Who are you? No one. But if you preach, what will happen after 10 years? He'll have some nice people around to talk with, to associate with, to do some Krishna Katha. Isn't it? Good?
Yes.
Does it make sense? So should we preach? Should we preach? Are you preaching? Very good. So go on preaching more rigorously. With great endeavor. And Krishna is saying they are never baffled, nor is there failure. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected to the ears of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. What is the verse? As a potent drug injected intravenously, it acts at once on the whole body. The transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotees of the Lord can act very efficiently. What is the verse?
Mahamrita Bhagavad Gita.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has a similar song. Karana Randra Pathe Diya Hridi Maji Pravishya. Varishaya Sudha Anupam. Through the ears, holes of my ears, this Harinam, this pure transcendental name, sound vibration, enters. Is it very difficult to say this verse from first canto? Or third canto? What is the verse from Bhagavatam? I am not able to recall the verse from third canto. Do you remember any verse like this? There is a verse.
Of course there is. We don't remember.
Okay. Anyhow. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Sudha Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. Quite entirely for the words. It's very important. It's just sitting here, not coming out. Anyhow, as I remember it, I will say it. And thus the son fails to rob the pure devotee of his devotional self. Inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. So the son cannot rob his life from him. Can you just close the door? Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the laws of birth, death, old age and disease. So son cannot rob a pure devotee of his devotional life because he is always engaged in devotional service, purifying his existence. So do we want to purify our existence?
Yes.
So what should we do? We must engage in devotional service. It's easy. Nothing out of the world. It has got a lot of power. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana without nominal qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half educated Brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmana, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Parabha, Guru has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of God in Lord Krishna as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedas to survey Ahamiva Vidya. There is a guarantee of money is being returned if given in charity regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental message of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life. So what should we do in association of devotees? Hear and chant. Bas. That's the end of it. No tamasha. No third business is required. Hear and chant. In devotees, we should not pass our time. Because if we pass our time, it is not going to become past time. Past time is related only to the Lord. We are doing time pass. Mad gatva punarjanma na vidyate. Mad dhamma gatva punarjanma na vidyate. In other words, the devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. It is a guarantee. A devotee's knowledge of disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So even if he becomes good, even if he is diseased, but still, then what does he want to do? Accelerates. Pull the throttle. Accelerate your devotional service. When there is a difficult time, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So if it is a difficult time we are passing through, this we always are. Then we should accelerate our devotional service. Tivrana bhakti yogena yajeta purushamba. By intense practice of devotional service, we can do that. Become free from all responsibilities, become free from all obligations to friends, parents, outside world, job, life, whatever you do. Okay, so here ends the 17th verse to the 3rd chapter of the 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions?
I have a question apart from this.
Apart from this. Do you have something from this?
Apart from this class means, once Prabhupada had told that Arjuna and Kunti, they are the material associate, materially associate, eternal associate of Lord Krishna. So,
maternal associate.
Materially, in this material, but they are only eternal associate of Lord Krishna.
Oh, achha. Is it?
Just like, just 1 minute I have this.
Okay, I believe you.
So, is there any, there is no conception of Arjuna or Kunti in the spiritual world? That is my question.
Is there no conception? No, there is a conception. They are
so
there.
Why Gopal has told this? Actually, I am not clear with it.
We have to see the context in which he quoted.
Okay. Just one, you know, one letter, one Mataji asked Gopal. So Gopal replied, what will it fit?
What did she ask?
About on me just.
Some fresh air.
Actually, if someone has a spiritual master, so spiritual master has to be treated as God.
As good as God.
Yeah. Yes. So I was reading a conversation between Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was asking that, asking if spiritual master's body spiritual or material. So in that, Srila Prabhupada proved that it is spiritual. But I have another question. That, for example, suppose spiritual master passes away. I mean, he enters Nitya Lila. He leaves his material body. So should we treat his body as spiritual or
yes,
spiritual body?
Yes. Iron in contact with fire is fire. It looks like iron touch with rubber. Okay. Did you get your answer?
Yes.
Here, Srila Prabhupada. Are Arjuna and Kunti living in Krishna Loka? To answer your second question, you should know that Arjuna and Kunti are not in Krishna Loka. Okay. They are eternally associated with Krishna only in the material world. Just like Krishna is always in the spiritual world. So similarly, he is always in the material world and his pastimes are going on there also. In the material world, Krishna also has eternal associations as Arjuna and Kunti. There is a difference between the body and the soul of Arjuna and Kunti. But although Arjuna is with Krishna in innumerable different dimensions at one time, still there is only one spirit soul who is Arjuna. This spirit soul is connected to many different bodies and does not understand. There are also incarnations of devotees as well as of Krishna. This is the power of the spirit soul that is unlimited. Such conception cannot be understood while one is still in the conditioned state.
As I am so. Good.
At least second part I can understand, but the first part I can be.
Actually,
first
this part only is Pumada told that they are the aspects of Lord Krishna in this material world only. So this is the question. There is
and they are not in the spiritual world.
Obviously, this is my question. So once I also heard Ashray Gauram, who was in this one lecture in Fulia, he told that they are eternally associated in Krishna in the spiritual world, and they are descended themselves, and in their body, like Indra, they entered. That's like Arjuna's body, Indra entered. Just like in our Haridas Thakur, he is the eternal associate of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. So when he descended, in his body, Lord Brahma entered. This is a higher concept. I heard for the first time only there. So I got puzzled.
Puzzled for what?
Puzzled for this.
So that is not puzzling, that is easy. I'm hearing this for the first time.
I also see it in the Navisha. There is a time, date, and so.
Did
you have the Navish in that portfolio?
Yes.
So you can find it too.
Okay.
There is nothing but doing that. Similar to this question, there is some one question I have asked before that.
Okay, good enough. 12 December 1968. I'll take it.